dua is this month of Ramadan. So with this dua's barakat, that we will have great anticipation for this month.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. اللهم اغفر.
All that kind things you will they will come out with that daddy, oh, you gone very pious, eh? You're the biggest buzurg in the town. When daddy will just tell him some small thing, then they will, so you'll have to make sabr. And what does sabr mean? Carry on. Hear what they got to say, but carry on doing your thing. Now we, when they, one person says something like that, finish. Everyone. How the occasion is, anzilun nas manazilahum. Mardum shanasi, mocha shanasi. See the occasion, see the person. According to that, speak to the people. If we do it in the right way, Allahu Akbar, the lesson is in front of us. What was the condition of the mushriks of Makkah? Nabi at night. But little bit of pride came in us, everything is washed away. So it mustn't happen. Like you working on your computer 5-6 hours. And now you went to cross box, you are exiting. So they ask you, delete or save. And by mistake you went to delete. 5 hours of work. All will come, inshallah. Our friend is not saying inshallah. All come, inshallah. There will be great benefit, inshallah. You will see. Come for yourself, see, even if you just want to come to see for it, for the first time. But inshallah, you'll see you there. It's great, great benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq. سے بیماری کی وجہ سے یا اللہ آپس کی جھگڑے اور اختلافات کی وجہ سے یا اللہ کسی کا کام نہ بننے کی وجہ سے کسی طریقے سے ہم سب کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ دین دنیا کے آخرت کی تمام خیر اور بھلائیاں اپنے لطف و کرم سے مہربانی سے ہم سب کو نصیب فرما. وصلی ڈبلڈ اینڈ ٹرپلڈ اپ مسلمز ہیو ڈبلڈ اینڈ ٹرپلڈ اپ. Are you awake or are you sleeping? Islam is not only going to be alive. Islam is overtakingly yudhirahu ala deen kulli walau karihal mushrikun walau karihal kafirun. Allah will make deen spread. Yeah, in our country, we were too useless to bring it. If you go and see, in many countries, the masjid at prime spots and beautiful big masjids, this is Allah's way of saying, this is Muslim land. And this country and the countries of the world, they will be Muslim countries. But what we, so Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that consolence. My Nabi, you don't worry. They say your religion is going to die. What?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Oh, Ashraf, a person who took a qasam of anything besides Allah Ta'ala, then that person has made kufr or he has made shirk with Allah Ta'ala. The explanation of that comes that some ulama say the words committed an act of disbelief, kufr or shirk, polytheism, are used to show severity, open shirk. By that a person will become a mushrik and he'll go out of the fold of Islam. But if he doesn't believe that that thing has got power like Allah Ta'ala, then he has committed a severe sin still. But he won't go out of the fold of Islam. Two, taking an oath upon something due to the love or association people have with it. For example,
being taught. So this is what ta'lim is, Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif. So we should try to do that. Also on that, give us marks. How much are we giving our children Islamic education? How many cases presently there are? We read stories about this, about incidents like this. Now we're seeing it with our eyes, heart. Today that also, with our children going to university, etc., other environments, they are getting involved in so many things. Now one textbook on philosophy, the very first chapter which is being taught at universities, the first chapter is, did we create God or did God create us? In other words, promoting Shia beliefs.
They are distributing the CDs and the literature of the Shias, etc. Also of Qadianis, of Salafis, etc. This is becoming common. So we should see the third sign, to see that our children, that our heart, we have got a qalb salim, a good, healthy, spiritual heart, is that many of us, we even say that if you go to an amir, then you must have yaqeen on his ta'weez. Or we say that a certain hakeem or certain medicine, I got lot yaqeen on that medicine. No, our yaqeen must be only on Allah Ta'ala. We can take a person who is a paralyzed person. He tells another paralyzed person, you jump on my back and across this very busy freeway at peak traffic time, I will take you across. He can't go across himself. Where is he going to take somebody else? Or one blind person tells another blind person, I will take you across this very... If you will put shifa in it for me, I will get shifa. This operation can't give me shifa. Only if you give me shifa, I will get shifa. So that is the third sign of a healthy heart. And each one, see how much have we got that yaqeen, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. The fourth sign is, الَّذِي لَا يَكُونُ فِي قَلْبِهِ غَلْبٍ brings a thought. That we feel bad about it immediately, and we make dua to Allah, please, I don't let these thoughts come to me. And one is we bring such thoughts, we start thinking of all this evil. That is even worse. So a good, healthy, spiritual heart, that you don't you must have desire, but that must be called tu hi tu. There is nothing and nobody in my heart besides Allah. And two times a person can test to himself that what is in his heart. One is when we start our namaz, Allahu Akbar. Then what is in the heart starts coming out. Let us see if we're thinking of Allah in our namaz.
It's honor in the eyes of Allah that you have belittled and made low. Therefore, it is such a great sin. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول حضرت أبو ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that he heard نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم saying لا يرمي رجل يكون صاحبه كذلك. If the person was not befitting of that, then this falls back and returns to you. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Mutasabba, revenge to retaliate and to say the same amount of wrong to this person. But if he transgresses and goes further, then he becomes the transgressor now. And in any case, it is more advisable, according to the teachings of the Quran Sharif, that if two people are arguing, somebody has wronged you, hit him because as a punishment for him is drinking wine. قال أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says فَمِنَّا الضَّارِبْ بِيَدِهِ. So from amongst us were those who were hitting him with their hands, وَالضَّارِبْ بِنَعْلِهِ, and others were hitting him with their shoes, وَالضَّارِبْ بِثَوْبِهِ, what shaitan wanted. It comes in the hadith say اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَهُ اللَّهُمَّ ارْحَمْهُ, rather say, oh Allah, forgive him. Oh Allah, have mercy upon him so that he can forgive the sin of his. Oh yeah, also we should think whenever something goes wrong, like for example, there is a robbery somewhere, so we should watch what we say and be very careful of the usage of the tongue. وعنه قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول I heard نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم saying من قذف مملوكا بزنا يقام عليه الحد to us, whether it's our